Hey, hey, this is the Gothabilly Man, your friendly neighborhood beatnik, inviting you to join me for the Wrecking Hours, Psychobilly Surf Rock and Rockabilly radio program. Tune in every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on 89.3 FM in Detroit, WHFR.FM online. It's the station making waves, WHFR Dearborn.
Well, welcome back to WHFR Dearborn, beautiful downtown Dearborn. It's a lovely day today, a little bit on the rainy and cloudy side, but you know we needed some rain. And we are very honored today to have a couple of special guests who are going to be part of a very, very special event coming up Saturday at PJ's Logger House at 9 p.m. And it's Strummerville, and it's a promotion to help raise funds. And we have Allison Lewis and Lauren Mendoza. And I'm very honored to have these lovely ladies here. You know, it's an honor. I'm sitting in for Scott. He's off today. And I hope I can make this the best that we can. So how are you guys doing today?
Oh, hold on a second.
Okay. You got to do that. Well, anyway, here we are at WHFR. And now, I guess I have to have...
Yeah, there you go.
There, now I got the mixer on. There we go. Well, good afternoon, Allison.
Hi,
good
Sam.
Afternoon, Lauren. How are you?
Good, thanks. It's Laura.
Laura? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Well, you know, when you get old and hard of hearing like me.
It's all good.
But welcome. Welcome to WHFR.
Thank you.
And I guess I'll start with Allison. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
Well, I'm from Dearborn, originally.
Oh, okay.
I'm a singer-songwriter. I live in River Rouge now.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. I also work at the Ghost Light in Hamtramck. It's a new music venue and bar there.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
And you're also in a group, I understand?
Yep. I'm in a band, Allison Lewis and String of Ponies.
Oh, that's an awesome name. How'd you come up with that?
I was living in Colorado for a while and hanging out with a bunch of cowboys, and it was a term that they used a lot. It's kind of a, in context, it was, like one day she's going to have to let go of her string of ponies. You know, it's kind of the group that sticks around you, you know?
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, I've had this band, but with evolving members for about 10 years now.
Oh, that's awesome. So, yeah, it's... Well, rarely does a band stay together that long, and, you know, and that's congratulations to be had on that, you know. I mean, because, the Beatles, they made such an impact. They were only together for a few years. So.
Right.
But anyway, we also have Laura Mendoza.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, good. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I play... I sing lead and play bass in the band White Shag.
Oh, very awesome.
I also kind of do my own thing right now. I'm kind of in between doing some stuff in Spanish and kind of figuring out what it is that I'm going to do by myself, because I plan on doing something by myself this year, and I'm not really sure what that is. So there's a lot of influences I have, so I'm kind of working out the details. So this Saturday I'll probably be doing some of my originals in English, and then some tunes in Spanish as well. So,
well, that's really is great, you know, because it's difficult to sing in another language. I've sung a little bit in German from time to time, and it's not easy.
Well, it's kind of easy for me because I speak Spanish already.
Oh, well, that comes in handy.
Yeah, I also went to school for music in Chile, so.
Oh, very
that,
awesome.
That makes it also pretty easy.
Yeah. Oh, you lived in Chile, huh?
Yeah, I was there for 7 years.
Oh, wow.
My mother was Chilean, and I have a lot of family down there. I have dual nationality. Originally, I'm from Dayton, Ohio. I'm from West Carrollton, Ohio, which is where the GM plant was. It's actually very similar to Downriver,
yeah,
for sure.
Oh,
very
is it?
Similar. Oh, yeah, all my friends' parents were blue-collar workers, and we shared... the school district with Moraine, which was where the GM plant was,
oh,
the big
cool.
GM plant, which has since closed.
As have so many, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. So, but it was, you know, still around when I was going to school, and my mother was Chilean, and she was the light of culture in West Carrollton, Ohio. But, you know, when she passed away, a lot of people were, they were really grateful. They told me that they were very grateful for her because they said that they, if they had never met her, they would have never known anything outside of West Carrollton, Ohio. She taught them a lot and, you know, showed them that there was more to the bubble that they lived in, which was really cool. So that was really nice to hear.
That was very cool. Yeah. So I understand you guys are participating in a fundraiser this Saturday at PJ's Lager House.
That's correct.
Yes. Well, can you tell me a bit about that?
It is. Because I have the press release right in front of me. It's called Strummer Fest. And obviously it's Joe Strummer, who was in The Clash. And he also had a world music band called The Mezcaleros. Oh. And he supported a lot of really great causes for music education and other social issues. And he also started the Joe Strummer Foundation to give music lessons and instruments to kids all around the world. And I guess they're doing this concert in two other spots in the United States on the 19th. And that's in New York, Florida. Oh, there's a few spots. New York, Florida, New Jersey. One in Mexico and one in Lima, Peru. So, and there's, there's also one in Orlando, it seems, as well. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then this Saturday, there's a few bands participating. There's the lovely Allison Lewis.
Of course.
There's also Pancho Villasco is also going to be playing as well, which is a mariachi punk band, which is pretty cool. The 44 Territories, they're an Americana band. And then Moi, Laura Mendoza. And I'll be doing some stuff in Spanish. So that's pretty much the gist of that there.
Oh, that's very cool. So are you you're doing more solo things now right now? Or are you still doing a lot of gigging with White Chang?
I'm doing both.
Oh, good.
I'm doing both. That's awesome. Equally.
I like that.
I'm also guest singing on with a few bands too. Tonight I'm actually going to be at Otis Supply with JC and the Royal Keys. I'm going to be singing some blues and jazz numbers, which I haven't really done since college.
Oh.
So I'm doing everything from like Ella Fitzgerald to like Big Mama Thornton.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Big Mama Thornton.
Yeah.
She was a pioneer.
Me too. I think she is too.
Oh yeah.
Along with Sister Rosetta Tharpe too.
Yes.
Who's such a legend in, as a guitarist. And very, you know, she's brushed under the rug so much. It's crazy. She influenced Chuck Berry. She influenced Elvis. You know, there's a lot of very strong women out there who are, you know, just pushed under the rug. Susie Quattro is another one of them. If it hadn't been for her, Joan Jett wouldn't exist. Joan Jett wanted to be just like Susie, and Susie was the original rocker, along with the Pleasure Seekers during that garage rock era. They were the only girl garage rock band, the only one. And Patty, actually, her sister, Patty Quattro, is also another lead guitarist who's just swept under the rug, too. She's fantastic. I mean, her lead guitar playing is really, really good. So.
Well, that's really good. I'm very honored to have you both here today.
Thanks for having
me. And I understand you both have brought your guitars and sing very beautifully and would like to play a few songs for us.
Sure.
So who would like to start out?
You want to go first? I talked about Strummer
Fest. Sure,
And we will talk about it more, I'm sure.
I guess I'm going to start with this one. This is a kind of a newer song. This is called Sympathy. Think that you might stick around, want me here when you lay down. If you think it's just a matter of a little more time, it's fine, but please don't leave me hanging on this line. Know that all I want is for you to want me. If it's someone else or nobody, you gotta set me free. Can't keep me here at arm's length just in case you wanna reach. Drop everything for me. all your troubles on. Scratch your back and listen close about how everybody else is wrong. In the morning I will let you sleep. When you wake I'm gone. I know better than to stick around. I'll never stay too long. I don't need you on your knees. I don't need all your time or all your sympathy. I don't need you to drop everything for me. But baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't leave. Baby, please don't leave. Baby, please don't leave. Baby, please don't leave. Baby, please don't leave.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
Woo.
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
That was fantastic indeed. And it's a song you wrote yourself, I would imagine.
Yep.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. Reflects your personality well.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
How long have you been playing?
I guess I started playing in front of people when I was about 21, which was a long time ago. We don't have to get into actual numbers here, but I've been playing for a while. Yeah.
Very cool.
Actually, my very first gig I ever played was at on Michigan Avenue over there. It used to be called The Zone. It was a coffee shop. You remember that?
Yes, I remember that. Yes.
Yep. Long time ago. It was the first time I had my name in a thing. Like, first time beyond an open mic that I was actually playing my first gig. So, right over here, Dearborn.
Beautiful downtown Dearborn, you know.
That's very cool.
Oh, it is, you know. So, I understand you have a tune or two you'd like to play, Laura.
Yeah, I do.
I can imagine that.
This next one I'm going to do is actually a traditional Afro-Peruvian tune. It's called Toro Mata.
Okay.
Toro Mata is the way I would pronounce it in American, but it's Toro Mata. It's a kill bull, and it's a style of music called lendo, which is probably the most popular folk style in Peru, and I love it because there's so much passion when it's sang. So I'm gonna start with that one for you.
Very cool.
Toro mata hi, a toro mata, a toro mata rumbambero ahi, a toro mata, toro mata hi, a toro mata, toro mata rumbambero ahi, a toro mata. A dolor no le permite hacer el pite a ti, tía, y a toro mata. A dolor no le permite hacer el pite a ti, tía, y a toro mata. Toro, toro, torito. Toro mata ahí, a toro mata. Toro mata rumbambero ahí, a toro mata. Toro viejo se murió. Mañana comemos carne, a toro mata. Toro viejo se murió. Mañana comemos carne. toro mata, toro, toro, torito, toro mata y a toro mata, toro mata, rumbambero ahí a toro mata.
Awesome.
Thanks. Yeah.
You both have beautiful styles, and just lovely to have you on here. So
thanks so much.
Oh yeah.
I think you guys thought that we were a duo at first when we walked.
I did, but
that's okay.
You know.
Well, I mean, we both have, like, you know, you're in good company when you know. You meet the other person who's going to be on the radio in the parking lot, and they have cowboy boots on, too.
Right.
So that was a good thing.
That's
for
a good,
motorcycle boots.
That's a good bonding agent,
yeah,
there.
Absolutely. I was like, all right, cool. You
know, I'm just a poor country sax man, so.
That's all good.
So it is all good.
So we happened to walk in here together, and everybody's like, so what's the name of your guys' duo? And we're like,
yeah.
We can probably whip up something real quick if you want.
I bet you could. I mean, you guys, you may have contrasting styles, but you have very similar love of music.
Yeah.
And
would have been cool if we both walked in and had the same Joe Strummer tune to cover.
I know, right?
I don't think either of us are quite ready for that yet.
Yeah. Well, you know, by the time you leave here, maybe another duet will be born.
Maybe.
You never know.
You never know.
Well, you
it's
know.
True.
We've had some folks in here that we've helped maybe get further on down the road in their careers, and that's what we try to do here at WHFR, you know.
That's
new
awesome.
Music.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, we do. We do, and we'd love to have copies of all your stuff so we could play it, promote it.
Cool.
That's cool. Yes. Do you have an album out, Allison?
I haven't put out an album since 2011, and it's in the works right
Sweet.
Now. Yeah, it's been a long time coming, but the songs are there, and it's just kind of, I actually got about halfway through a record a few years ago, and it wasn't it, you know, and it was I had to kind of set it aside and just rethink it, and so. I think in the next month I'm going to get started. Okay. Finally found the place and the person and to help and
that's really
cool. I'm excited
to
get back in the studio.
Well, I'm excited to look forward to hearing it.
Thanks. I'll make sure you get it.
All right. Thank you.
It's always a scary thing going into the studio and, like, you got to worry about picking the right person to do, you know.
Yeah.
The production and the engineering, and, you know, nowadays, like, most engineers are producing also.
I see.
So, you know, it's such a luck of the draw.
Yeah.
And you're always really nervous about the way it's going to come out. And then, you know, sometimes it's a hit or miss, man.
Oh, I know. I know. It's always that elusive home run. But when you hit one, you just feel like, you made it around the bases and
right.
You're coming home.
Oh.
So much for baseball analogies there.
Right. That's totally right.
Oh, yeah. Laura, would you like to play another one? Or Allison? I mean, you guys kind of decide.
Yeah. You're running the show here.
Oh, am I running the show? Yeah, this is, you know, this is a little different because I've been on the other side of the studio
right?
about three or four times.
Sam's the sax man.
Yes, yes. I am. Yeah, I sing a little too once in a while, but nice. You know, yeah.
That's cool.
It is cool. You know, it really is my stress reliever. I do have a stressful line of work and other things in life that stress me out, but the music, if I didn't have it, you know, I'd probably have to, I don't know, have to figure something out.
Right.
But
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays.
Oh, it is.
What's going on.
Yes. You know, at least when I was younger, I thought, well, by the time I got older, I'd have answers to some questions. And I have answers to some of those questions, but I have a lot more questions. So life is always a conundrum that way. But, well, Allison, would you like to play another one?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I figured you might.
All right. This one is, this is called Our Lady of the Highway.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Kind of my hymn. Like a house of the holy, wayward souls, where you can drink and you can pray to Our Lady of the Highway. Well, the night it grows long, and the road it grows weary. There's a sign in the distance that says, eat, drink, and be merry. You wanna believe, you're ready to be saved. Come to Our Lady of the Highway. Lady of the Highway, look after me tonight.
Our Lady of the Highway.
Yeah.
The lyrics are really clever on that. I really like
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, they are, man.
I've been a traveler my whole life. I've moved around a lot and it's kind of...
Nothing wrong with traveling, You know.
I feel like that could be a huge like biker anthem.
Ooh.
Like I ride a motorcycle, so I really related to that, you know?
Good.
I can see like...
Yes.
Well, maybe you could write Our Lady of Perpetual Motion.
Perhaps.
Yes. I throw ideas out once in a while.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sounds good.
Oh. And So, Laura.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you don't have to call me, sir. You just call me late for dinner.
All right. Late for dinner.
So what would you like to do for us next?
I'll do a song. It's called Eres, which means you are. And it's like a rock tune from the early 2000s. It's by a band called Café Tacuba. They're a Mexican band. They were influenced greatly by a band who I have a lot of respect for called Los Tres, which is a Chilean rock band from like the south of Chile. And they're from a city called Concepcion, which is like really rainy, you know, and a lot of the bands come from there. So I kind of think of Seattle, you know, a little bit.
Oh.
And all bands, you know, all the grunge rock bands that came from there. These bands aren't really grunge rock. They're more like, they have like almost like a rockabilly, like garage rock slash garage rock sound to them. Ooh. With a little bit of jazz influence because, you know, some of the chords are, you know, a little more complicated than just, you know, triad chords. So
sure.
This is Café Tacuba and this is Eres.
Very cool.
Eres lo que más quiero en este mundo es eres. Pensamiento más profundo también eres. Tan solo dime lo que hago aquí me tienes. Eres. Cuando despierto lo primero eso eres. Lo que a mi vida le hace falta si no vienes. Mujer preciosa que en mi mente habita hoy. ¿Qué más puedo decirte? Tal vez puedo mentirte sin razón. Pero lo que hoy siento es que sin ti estoy muerta, pues eres. ¿Qué más quiero? Este mundo eso eres. Eres. Que comparto eso eres. Lo que la gente promete cuando se quiere. Mi salvación, mi esperanza y mi fe. Soy la que quererte quiere como nadie soy, la que te lleva a sustento día a día, día a día, la que por ti daré la vida, esa soy. Aquí estoy a tu lado y espero aquí sentada hasta el final. Pienso eso eres. Lo que más cuido en este mundo eso eres.
Thank you. Oh, that's just beautiful.
Thank you. The song's very dramatic, as most Latin American tunes are.
Well, they are, you know.
We're always suffering. We just feel too much.
Well, nothing wrong with emotions, you know.
Right?
We can't all be Vulcans, you know. It's like
absolutely. Not everybody can be a musician either.
I mean, you know, that's true. That's true. But I think everybody has music in them in one way or another.
I believe so as well. That is true. I think that not everybody has an easy time interpreting, you know, their emotions into music. And that's really what sets other people apart. Like, I think Allison has a lot of passion in her voice when she sings. I mean, you can really feel that and hear that. It's true. And so I don't know. I feel like if you're not putting yourself out there, you're not doing it right.
Well, that's true, you know. I mean, you can go through the motions or you can emote with your music. You know, when people going through the motions, they might be good, but I remember being at shows where it's just, well, they're just doing it. And all the emotion that had been in that song for them was long gone. And, you know, I myself, even if I've sung a song 1,000 times, I still put emotions into it, as you guys do very much so.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, darling.
You're welcome, darling. No problems. No problems. I'll keep the characters out of it, but I do have characters on my show, and when I'm filling in, I try to leave them behind, you know. But anyway, are you going to be performing some of your Spanish songs on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be doing some different songs, actually, that I've been playing here.
Oh, very cool.
Probably. I've been getting back to my roots quite a bit lately. So I've been listening to all sorts of different styles of music that I was, you know, exposed to when I was in Chile.
Oh, okay.
And not just, you know, the folk stuff, you know, the roots music, you know.
Oh, sure.
Tango's big roots in Argentina, and that's another style of music that I really like, because the vocals are so passionate, and they need to be passionate, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, and if you look at it, really, and all the roots music in Latin America just has a lot of, one of their biggest requirements is to sing it with passion, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could say the same thing about a lot of, you know, Mexican cowboy tunes, you know, 3 chords and the truth is right there. I mean, they do the same thing, you know? They do the same thing, and it's all over Latin America, and there's a lot of really cool stuff, you know? So I think it's a part of, you know, the culture to put yourself out there, you know? So... I don't even know where I was going with that, but whatever.
No, but I forgot. Actually, you were going right to the right place because, you know, you put yourself out there, you expose yourself as a musician. When you're playing music, your heart, your soul, you know, is out there. And, you know, it's not an easy thing to do. You know, you get used to doing it, but you still, I don't know, most musicians I know, they still get a little bit of stage fright or the heebie-jeebies before they perform, you know.
Yeah. That's nothing that a couple of drinks can't cure.
Well, that's true. That's true. I work at a rehab center, and I performed for the old people, and I was more nervous performing solo stuff for them than I would be playing out in, you know, an audience somewhere. So, you know, because it's people that you work with or people you know, and, you know, it's always harder, I think, to handle that kind of thing in front of friends, family.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, do you find that too when you're
In Chile, man, when I was there, like, my family would always put me on the spot. Laura, why don't you sing us a song? And I'm like, oh God, man. I'm like, I remember like one time I sang a song and I totally forgot the lyrics, like right in the middle of it. You stop. Because it's nerve wracking to perform in front of your family. And like my immediate family cracks me up, like my mom and my sister, like they were down in Chile visiting me. And you know, my extended family's like, Laura, sing a song, because they always ask me to do that. So I went to go sing my mom and my sister are like, oh God, blah, blah, blah. God, of course, you know. And I started to sing it, and like halfway through, I just totally forgot the lyrics and had to stop. So
They're at least probably the most forgiving, right?
Absolutely.
True.
Absolutely.
True.
I think I've done that in a group full of strangers on a stage before.
Oh, forgetting lyrics? Yeah. Oh, I do that all the time. You know, you get up in years and you go, well, what was that? You know, but.
What's really a bummer is when you start off in the wrong key.
Oh, right. Or singing the lyrics for a different song.
Yeah, and you get halfway through the song and it's way too high. so embarrassing. I'm going to make an executive decision here and stop the performance so I can sing it in the right key for you guys. You got to do what you got to do.
That's so true. So, Allison.
Yeah.
So, tell me a little bit about your influences. You know, what type of music influenced you in your youth to...
In my youth,
well... Or even now, you know, to do the type of music you like doing.
I mean, I grew up, you know, in a house full... There's music around all the time, and, you know, my dad was big into jazz and you know, but also the Beatles, and I remember in the car it was always... We had an 8-track player. Remember those cases?
Oh, yeah.
For the 8-tracks? And you could fit about 6 of them in there.
Yeah.
And it was like as big as a suitcase. And
it's like a CD magazines.
Yeah. Right? there was John Denver, James Taylor, Peter Paul Mary, you know, that kind of stuff growing up when I was young. But I don't know. I traveled a lot, and I love storytelling songs, you know? I like songs that are visual. I'm a big fan of Ricky Lee Jones, and
okay.
I think more than anything, it's the way that I can really see what she's saying, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she's created this world for me with her songs, and it kind of, there's even like a through line, I think, like throughout her career, you know, through all her records.
Oh, very
I feel like
awesome.
I know the characters in her songs, you know, and I love that. Patty Griffin's a big influence, and then I also am a huge fan of like John Cougar Mellencamp and I all kinds of stuff.
Oh, awesome.
I do like some of his tunes.
I love him.
She's like, don't tell anybody. I love him.
I won't reveal your secret.
I'm a little.
You can tell.
Sometimes
can tell
I'm a little embarrassed to admit it myself. But I really like Hurt So Good. I think that's
it's great.
A darn good song.
They're all hits.
Yeah.
Most.
It's an excellent tune.
You don't have to be embarrassed about that.
So would you
Thank
like
you,
to...
Allison.
You're welcome. You're welcome. From this day forward,
I will no longer be embarrassed proudly of listening to John Cougar Mellencamp. But wasn't he like a glam rock star at first, little Johnny Cougar? And then he went to John Cougar Mellencamp, and then was John Mellencamp.
This happened, but I think they kind of tried to make him something, right?
Yeah, I get
it's
it. He was young and moldable.
Talking for the people, mm-hmm. You know?
When you're that young, you know, I mean, it's easy to get influenced in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Get swept away from, like, the, I don't know, people talking, I think, really is what it is.
I think he did a pretty good job of staying true, you know, regardless of the name change and, you know, I don't know.
He went back home.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what he did.
He did, didn't he? So, what would you like to play for us now?
I was thinking of this one. This is a song I wrote when I lived in Colorado. It's called Coyote. It was a tough time. I just lost my dog.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of what this is about, but it's more than that, you know? It's kind of about, I think I have a lot of songs about moving away and coming back home and just kind of that sense of home, you know? And this is one of them. I threw it all right over the edge of the mountain, and I watched it fall. Yeah, I heard the coyotes calling. Then I went down to see what survived. Nothing left except for the coyotes howling. Ooh, 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 ooh. right over the edge of the mountain.
Right on.
Thank you.
I felt mountains of love coming from that song.
Sad.
Was sad. Got a lot of sad songs.
Was there anything that particularly inspired you to write that one? Or?
Well, that was, I started writing it when I had moved up to Colorado, and it was really beautiful. I had been living in Chicago, and I kind of very quickly decided I was done there. I'd had enough, and I packed up and moved to Colorado, and it was beautiful. I moved from Chicago to a town of like 450 people up in the mountains, and no phone, no computer, no television, no... just, me and my dog, and then he passed away, I knew it was his time, and so a lot of that song I wrote the night before, and so it was kind of, I felt like he helped me write it. We sat there. It was very like, that song feels to me how it,
bittersweet,
how it looked there, and how it, it was, so, it's nice to sing it and remember, and when I sing that song, I can picture exactly where I sat in my living room there looking out at the mountains and the snow. And so, yeah, that one's for Chinook.
Cool. Yeah, that's, it's great when you can write about your life like that, You're really bringing out yourself.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Laura, you have another one, too, I would imagine.
I do.
Boy.
This next song is called ¿Qué hacen aquí? It means, what are they doing here? And back in 1973, when the military coup happened, which happened to be on September 11th, 1973, in Chile.
I remember that.
Yeah, a lot of people had to exile from Chile. And part of my family was... on the other side of the political spectrum.
No.
So they did have to go. Another part of my family was on that side of the political spectrum. So they stayed, but the idea behind the song is by a band called Inti Illimani, and they do a lot of the traditional, like, Andean folk music. They have a lot of the traditional, like, instruments, like flutes, wooden flutes, and, lots of guitars, and there's also tormentas and different, different like traditional native instruments of Chile that have been just fusioned over the years.
Oh.
And they wrote this song for all the people who had exiled out of Chile. And some of the lyrics are, what are all these seagulls doing here so far from the ocean, in between all these rocks and soil, like, why are they here? Why aren't they home? Mm. So a lot of that has to do with, people being, it's a song about moving. To follow up with Allison's song, this is about moving too. It's about having to leave everything behind, without even thinking about it. I mean, a lot of people don't realize how hard that is. I mean, we're so lucky in this country that, we don't have to worry about, something happening and having to leave. And, there's a lot of people in other countries right now who are just, they don't even get to go to their house and, take their favorite stuffed animal with them. They just have to go.
Yeah.
And that's it. You can't even look behind. You just got to go. And that's devastating in a sense.
Well, it is. You're torn asunder from everything you know and thrown into such a well of uncertainty that, it's, very hard.
Yeah. So this is ¿Qué hacen aquí?
Cool.
¿Qué hacen aquí estas gaviotas tan lejos del mar? ¿Qué hacen aquí entre piedras y rincón en este río marrón? ¿Qué hacen aquí tan lejos del mar? ¿Qué hacen aquí estos pequeños lejos del hogar? ¿Qué hacen aquí entre piedras y dolor en este sucio balcón? ¿Qué hacen aquí lejos del hogar? ¿Qué hacen aquí? Estos
estos desvelos? ¿Qué hacen aquí sin un consuelo? Aquí de estos amantes en este lugar, que hacen aquí entre hierbas y candor en este parque de amor, que hacen aquí lejos de la razón, lejos de los desvelos. ¿Qué hacen aquí sin un consuelo? ¿Qué hacen aquí? ¿Qué hacen aquí? ¿Qué hacen aquí?
Very nice. Very Thanks. Nice.
It's actually really good with the full band playing it, because they got, you know, it just gets, there's so many instruments, there's so much instrumentation on this song, like the original.
Yeah.
That like it just builds up and builds up, and they just keep adding more instruments until it's like this, the very last like verse and chorus is just this big like emotion and emotional like, I don't know, symphony of, you know.
I was just thinking that, a Chilean symphony.
Yeah, here you go.
Do you play your Spanish or Chilean music with a band at all?
No, not right now.
No?
That's something else that I'm still exploring, you know. I'm just trying to figure out what the next step will be, you know, as far as me. I mean, I'm always going to play in White Shag, and we're always going to be doing stuff.
Oh,
and we're
sure.
always going to be putting out albums. I mean, I love the style of music that we play. I love how we play it. I love how we play together. I think that's a beautiful trinity, you know, the three of us playing. And I'll never give that up. That's
oh,
for
don't.
Sure.
I
want to keep doing that. But, you know, there's lots of facets, you know, and I guess I'm just like a graphic designer who doesn't like to draw just circles. You know, I like to draw circles, squares, rectangles, triangles, ovals, hearts, you know, whatever, stars.
Cool.
And I don't know, just want to spread that out and see, you know, where it goes.
So that's a good thing. And speaking of future, do either of you have any upcoming shows besides being at PJ's on Saturday?
I'm playing, I think, next Saturday, the 24th, at the De Quinder Cut.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, I wish I had more information on it. I know
That's the worst.
Okay. I don't know what time it is. I don't know exactly where it is, but I feel like if you look it up, you know. and I will find out, and I will post that. And
oh, very
but
cool.
I know we are playing on the De Quinder Cut, which will be kind of cool. I'm playing with my my harmony singer, Kelly Corrigan, and my guitar player, Matt DeMitz, and then Don Dupree and the Inside Outlaws are also playing.
Oh, very
so,
cool.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It'll be fun. Daytime, yeah, outdoors.
Nice daytime gig?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
That's a cool little spot, the De Quinder Cut, too.
Yeah, I haven't. Well, I don't know like what the stage scenario is. I think there's some sort of like bandshell kind of thing.
The De Quinder Cut is actually like it's a bike path.
Right, right.
You know, and it's actually like a world, like a totally different world inside of Detroit. Yeah. Kind of weird.
I'm like the worst Detroiter for having never been there. I'm embarrassed.
It's okay.
I haven't been there either, so don't feel. Okay. I feel your embarrassment.
No, I will be there after Saturday. Yeah. I can.
It's actually a pretty cool spot. Yeah. So that should be a really cool
gig. I've like
cool
looked
gig.
Down into it. You know, I know I've seen it, but I have not ridden it. So
makes you want to sing a railroad song or something. And how about you, Laura? You got any shows coming up?
Yeah. Well, tonight I got a gig.
Oh, tell us
I'm
about it.
I'm playing at Otis Supply at 9:30 with. I'm just guest singing with GC and the Royal Keys. So that's on 9 Mile, like east of Woodward, just east, right across from the police station. So don't park across from the police station. Just an FYI.
Oh, okay.
yeah, they're going to be doing two sets, and I'm going to sit in on a few songs on each set. So that should be fun. And, you know, they do a lot of blues and jazz and, you know, a little bit of rockabilly stuff. They got a cool thing going on, those guys.
We have the really rockabilly man right here, you know, doing our sound today.
Yeah. Oh, well, then.
Yeah. Well, I'm old friends with Lonnie and Rod.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Rudy's great. Yeah, he's still on bass, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's... Yeah, you know, they've played in pretty much every rockabilly ensemble in the Detroit area for the past 30 years.
Right? It's funny because, like... Rudy was telling me, like, Rudy's a friend of mine, and, like, we were sitting there talking about it, and he's like, I invited, you know, Jennifer Westwood to come and guest sing, and I invited Winnie Case. I'm like, well, Rudy, why haven't you asked your friend Laura Mendoza to guest up here? he's like, well, can you sing that stuff? And I'm like, yeah, dude, of course I can. I'm not a one-trick pony. What you trying to know is? And so we set up a date, so that was cool. And I'm really excited. They're such good players. They really are. It's fun to play in a different style, you know, with professional musicians. I feel like I'm very lucky with White Shag that I play with professional musicians, and so it's good to, you know, be able to do that in other genres as well.
Oh, it is cool. You know, I like doing things besides blues. You know, I'm from my early blues, but well, a little bit of everything, I guess. You know, so I guess would you like another song?
Should we do? I was trying to think of a short one so that we can both squeeze in a song.
No, you can do one. I'm cool. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, go ahead. You sound great.
Thanks. All right, well, I guess I'll do this one. Is it raining out still? If it's not, it might start right now.
Is it a rainy night in Georgia or something? Or?
I feel a storm coming. Is it rain and it is in snow? Kind of storm that you feel in your bones, it's the kind you feel in your soul. Some people wait on the Holy Ghost to tell them everything they already know. Some people hop on that midnight train, let it take them however far it wants to go. People dance to the music, they feel the spirit every time they see a show. I used to pray there was a savior, but I don't do that. I don't do that anymore. I feel a storm coming. Is it rain and it is a storm? Not the kind of storm. Maybe I should heed this warning. Get the hell out of town. All of the signs I couldn't see before are flashing neon lights on my door. I used to wonder if I missed my chance, my only chance to play by the rules. You don't fit, don't wear it. I'm walking barefoot and I'm nobody's fool. I used to carry the weight of the world. I carry it with me everywhere that I go. Lately I've been feeling lighter, cause I don't do that. I don't do that anymore. I feel a storm coming. Is it rain and it is in snow? Not the kind of storm that you feel in your bones. It's the kind of feeling your soul. Maybe I should heed this warning. It isn't rain and it isn't snow. Not the kind of storm that you feel in your bones. It's the cat you feel in your soul. It's a cat.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. We are live here and honored to have, we have Lauren and Allison who are going to be playing at PJ's Lager House coming up on Saturday. It's going to be a great show. We have also Pancho Villa's Skull, 44 Territories. And this is a Strummerville fundraiser. And it's in honor of Joe Strummer, who was with The Clash and Pogues and... it's a great cause, and, you know, anything else you guys can throw in about it? Because I'm sure I've missed something or
there
another.
Are also other concerts being performed at the same time around the world.
Oh, really?
Well. So, right. Yeah, it's not just in Detroit. It's in a number of other cities as well.
Oh, that's an awesome thing.
Yes.
So, like a simultaneous fundraiser.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
We're going to be jamming at the same time.
Well, man, maybe we could... wrap it all in and bring it to the live studio here.
Right.
Or how about we go to like Peru or something?
Yeah, that sounds... I'll translate for us.
Well, yeah, you know. It's a very interesting country. I'd like to go there sometime. You know, I've been to Tijuana. It's as far south as I've been, you know, so. But we still have a couple of minutes. Would you like to do one more, Laura?
Sure.
I kind of thought you might.
All right. This is one in English. This is a tune it's probably going to be recognized immediately, but I like this tune, and I've been kind of exploring my own personal style with this particular tune.
Come with me, my love, to the sea of love. I wanna tell you just how much I love you. Do you remember when we met? That's the day I knew you were my pet.